and a drug addict stripper. And the best part, my half-brother, the other spawn of Satan himself, is a fighter that just took the middleweight championship. Something I dreamed about when I was a kid, only to be told repeatedly it wasn't a respectable career by my father. Irony's a bitch sometimes. I only wish that's where the story ended. It seems that once the news of my father's infidelity broke, there was an endless stream of women who couldn't wait to share their story. Torrid stories of them and my father. The sick shit he was into. Things a kid should never know about their parent, regardless of their age. And the adultery wasn't even the worst part. Once he was done with the affairs, he discarded the jaded women like trash, yielding his power and clout to threaten them into submission. A liar, cheat, and an abuser. Lucky me. I look just like him. Wrapping a towel around my waist, I walk to my ringing cell and answer it, even though I'd rather not. Mother, I answer sternly.
Jackson, where are you?
She's done nothing wrong, yet I can't help but feel resentment toward her. Why is she still standing by his side? I'm leaving town for a while. I'm fine. Intentionally, I fail to mention exactly where I'm going. Who knows if she'd tell him, even if I told her not to.
Your father and I have been worried sick about you.
Whatever tension the heated shower helped to uncoil quickly ravels its way back through my muscles at the mere mention of Daddy Dearest. Maybe he should have thought about us before he decided to screw half the women from D.C. to California.
That's not fair, Jackson.
Really? I thought I was being nicer than even he deserves. I toned down my true feelings out of respect for her. I need to go.
When are you coming back?
I don't know. Mom's quiet for a minute. For a split second, I wonder if maybe she finally realizes it's not just all about Dad. It's about us, too. The woman has spent her whole life worrying about his career, his reputation, his success. Sometimes I think she's lost who she is.
Your father needs us, Jackson. He needs our support now more than ever.
She pauses before going in for the kill.
And the media needs to see us forgive him if he has any chance of the world forgiving him too.
Goodbye, Mother. I don't give her a chance to say anything else before I press end, tossing the phone back on the nightstand. Feeling more pity than anger after hanging up, I pack my suitcases and don't bother putting clothes on or pulling the covers back before crashing on the big, soft bed. Tomorrow I move forward, on my terms, with my own plans. No looking back at the life I once thought I wanted, because I never really wanted it. He just talked me into believing I did. And you know what? Fuck him. After the best night's sleep I've had in weeks and a flight that actually lands early, I'm eager to get to the new gym. On the way, I make a few calls, checking in with my CFO and assistant. Lucky for me, I have Brady Carlson. He's not just my CFO, he's also my oldest friend. The last few weeks, he's been juggling more than just my once thriving investment firm. Reporters stake out our building. Nervous clients call hourly, needing reassurance that my family's bad publicity won't affect them. It seems my father's stink has made its way into my business to stay for good. I can hear the stress in his voice. He probably hasn't slept in a week. I'm definitely going to owe him a six-figure bonus again this year. He gives me an update on who's pulled their business from us this week. Brady's more concerned than I am. Frankly, I wouldn't give a shit if the whole damn company folded, if I didn't have people that depended on me for their livelihood. I do my best to assure him everything will settle, but it's difficult since I'm not sure I even believe my own words. New York makes it easy to blend in. So many people. A frantic flow of pedestrians maneuver to their destination, most even avoiding eye contact. Perfect.